Hello, Bradley. How are you?
Good morning, boys. Go those Jackies.
Yes, buddy. 1-0 down, though. What are we going to do?
Look, they'll be fine. They're going home. They did not play well at all in game one, and you've got to give credit to Melbourne. They coached really well. They did everything that they needed to do. Chris Golding was outstanding. Ian Clark was outstanding. But Tasmania, they just hit a brick wall, and that was Melbourne. But they will be ready for tonight. There's going to be 4,500 people, which is going to feel like 405,000 people at that Jackies home game. It is going to be an absolute ripper tonight.
Okay, well, the market with Tab has, of course, it doesn't want to load for me just as I need it. Now, here it is. The Jack Jump is $1.70. Melbourne United, $2.15, 2.5, skinny line. Jack Jump is the minus. So you're obviously tipping Tasmania by how many, Brad, and who is the player that steers them to a winning direction?
Well, look, the number one player, I think, is going to have to be Milton Doyle. He's been great for them, but I think Tasmania are one of those teams where it's done by committee. There's no one guy that's going to have to go. They're going to have to get Milton Doyle to do what he's doing. Jack Mbappe's been great, but the real one comes after Jordan for the point guard. He struggled in the last few games in the regular season as well, and he's the one that's really, really got to come in. I thought Jordan Crawford's been great throughout the season, but right now he's got to step up. And if he can do what he does, and then you've got Magne playing well, Melbourne are going to do it tough, but geez, they're a good team, Melbourne. They've been playing so well.
Yeah, speaking of good players, Brad, Chris Golding was so good in game one. What do the Jack Jumpers have to do to try and, I suppose, stifle his influence tonight?
Well, Chris is one of those guys where he can take shots from anywhere. So you've just got to stick to your defensive plan and you can't hide or, as we call it, ski, which is, in other words, keep your hands down, look like you're not playing D. You've just got to be there on the catch. Every single time he has the ball, you've got to be there. And he is one of those guys that he could, you know, have a night where he doesn't go 6 or 7 threes because he won't force anything ridiculously. So it'll come down again. I use that word committee defensively. It's got to be locked in. You can't rely on one guy to beat, a world renowned shooter. Like, he is as good as anyone with the way he shoots the ball. So it's got to be done by team.
How do the Jack Jumpers handle this pressure, Brad? Because I feel like they've played, well, they've played a certain way for the last couple of years, and it's that tough, don't care what we look like, we find a way to win, that play like as a team. But does this pressure, does it get to them, or you reckon they just stick to their game plan?
It's a great call, because the answer is you'd think it would get to them, but when you've got a coach like Scott Roth, he just manipulates that so beautifully. Now, there was a little saying that came out this week, and Scott Roth, right after they beat Perth, he said, "Island defended." You know, like, we did our island. And then they went to Dean Vickerman, and Dean Vickerman said, "Oh, look, you know, he can defend his little island." Well, he said it in a tongue in cheek, but now the whole of Tasmania want Dean Vickerman because we defend the little island. No. That's not us. So now it's that tall poppy syndrome. So Scott Roth has been able to turn that around now and gone, all right, well, let's get this little town to see if we can beat the big dogs. And he's now turned this into a little brother versus big brother. And that's the best way. Doesn't everyone want to be the underdog? That's how the Jackies will play tonight.
Oh, the old David and Goliath.
Whatever it takes,
love
buddy.
It.
Smart coaching.
Absolutely.
Xavier Cooks, it looks like Brian Gorgian is going to land him there at the Sydney Kings, and it sounds like it's a very large deal by NBL standards. Pop, perhaps even the biggest ever, is that right?
Yeah, it beats my deal from a few years ago. Well, a pie and a Coke was always good back those days. That was sometimes if you win in overtime, you get two pies. But it was, it was amazing. I mentioned it last week that, you know, Xavier's on his deal, on his radar. It's a 3-year deal, same as Gorgian, and it's one of the biggest signings the Kings will ever have. Like, I mean, I don't want to disregard anyone that's come back overseas, you know, and played for the Sydney Kings. You know, there's been some massive signings over the years, but to bring this MVP guy back after the season they've had, it just changes the whole structure. You can just see it. He gets all his energy from the defensive end. That's what was missing this year. He's a leader. He's an MVP. He's a grand final MVP. massive, massive signing. And the biggest thing is he's an Australian, so you're not using an import spot. So great, great signing for the Kings. Great
signing.
Will
it be for 1 year, Brad? Or will it be multiple? 3 years.
Three-year deal. Yeah, three. Unreal. Now, look, I don't know the ins and outs. There's probably an NBA out. But don't forget, he's just done a year where he went to the NBA, then he got waived, then he went to Japan. So he'd be pretty cashed up, to be honest with you. So, and now he's going to get a good deal here. So I think he'd be very, very comfortable to come back here and play in the next 3 years.
Brad, great story last week with Lauren Jackson winning her sixth WNBL championship with the Flyers. I suppose the big question is she still a chance of going to the Paris Olympics with the Opals?
Yeah, great question. So the answer was no. If you asked them after they made the Olympics, she's like, I'm done. And one of the biggest reasons is she just doesn't want to give up her boys for that time. Now, the Paris Games is 2 weeks, but the campaign itself can be 3 months. By the time, you know, you're on the road, you're traveling, you're playing, you've got pre-season or games and everything. So from what I understand, she is open to going now, but now it would have to involve the family, and Basketball Australia have just got to do whatever they can to keep that girl in the team, because it's not what she can do on the court, it's also what she does off the court. Now, there was a semi-final game just a few weeks ago that, you know, they were on the line flies. She had 38 points at 42 years of age. It's not like you're saying, let's get it there because it's Lauren Jackson. You get her there because she's one of the best players we've got. She's the greatest ever. But in the women's, and that I'm talking world, in my opinion. So, look, Basketball Australia got to do everything they can to get her there and take her family with her.
Yeah. Okay, the Boomers and the Opals have found out some of their Olympic opponents. So, the Boomers, it's a horror draw, isn't it?
It is.
Canada,
it is.
Jamal Murray and what, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. And you've got the winners of two upcoming qualifying tournaments, and Spain's probably going to be one of them. They're ranked, what, number two in the world?
Yep.
And, what the likes of, Slovenia, who we know, of course, with Luka Doncic, we played them a bit in recent times. Yep. Could even be Greece. So big Giannis could be waiting.
Yep.
Ouch.
Yeah, look, I mean, Canada just won bronze medal at the World Cup, which we you know, obviously got a bronze at the Olympics, but everyone's got better. It is a worrying draw, I have to be honest. And, you know, I look around at the team that's playing. I think Dante Exum is the standout of the Australians at the moment. He's doing amazing things in Dallas, but everyone else is not, you know, setting the house on fire, if I call it. Now, Patty Mills is in Miami. He started the other day, which was great, and he's starting to get some minutes. But, it's going to be a very, very tough gig. And that, you know, there's athleticism that we're playing against. And I hate that word, you know, draw of death or whatever it is. But pool of death or whatever. I hate that. But, oh, man, those guys, that is going to be a tough draw. But the positive is we get out of there and we go into the next round, then we can look positive.
Gee, the Opals also, Canada, France and Nigeria.
Yeah.
Very tough for them as well.
Yeah, I don't know what ladder the whoever did the draw walked under, but I'll tell you what, they didn't help the Aussies. My goodness.
Yeah. Over in the NBA, and as we close in on the playoffs, I see yesterday Boston had a narrow 3-point win over the Bucks without Giannis as well. They are going to be under so much pressure in these playoffs, the Celtics. Oh, it is win or bust. It is win or bust for this club.
Totally. You've been saying to me all year, and I was like, Boston, outstanding. They're going to win win the regular season in the East by far, and that's pretty much done. But I'll tell you what, no one wants to play Milwaukee the way they're playing.
No one.
You got Dame there now, and the Greek Freak, and that you just can tell that team is just waiting for the playoffs to come. That's all that they are doing. Let's just get there, and then we'll take care of business. And Boston, they are going to feel the wrath of the world on them because you're right, it's bust. So it's going to be a nightmare for them to get through. But if they get there, wow, what a story. But look, Porzingis is the key for me for them. If he stays healthy, that they can do it. But it's going to be very, very tough. And in the West, well, I mean, the only positive thing is Philadelphia's not there. So let's be happy.
Gosh, Milwaukee might be a bet. They're $8 to win the title. Boston.
Can I just go to Mido? Sorry. Yeah, Mido, you see the other day your boy, right? James Harden. I know you love him, right? He dribbles down the court and he passes it to Kawhi Leonard in the corner and then goes and tries to block him as Kawhi Leonard is shooting it. That's his teammate.
Didn't see that.
You've got to get on that, guys. Yeah. Now, it's obviously
was a joke.
Are
they winning by plenty?
Was this at training? Or was this in the middle of the game?
Well, I think he thinks it's training every day. But this is they were up by 15 or 20 or whatever it was. But come on, this is in the middle of a game.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm just watching it now.
Have a look at it now.
You are kidding. Okay, yeah, that is unbelievable. And that's why, like, some of these players, how they treat the regular season, seriously.
$60 million these players are on, and that's what you got to do.
That is farcical.
Did he explain himself, Brad, afterwards? Did he talk
about
it?
Yeah, Middo wanted me to do it. That's what he said. It's all on
Middo. Too cool for school. He don't need to explain himself.
He wouldn't explain himself. So it's just, I just look at that and think, and that's the NBA.
Yeah, wow. And the Clippers, he can back them at $7 to win the title if that gets your juices flowing. Whereas,
well, he can put $50 million on it because he can put $50 million on it and pay them back for what they've paid him.
Wow, that's unreal. And I saw Draymond Green started another fight or a scuffle.
What a shock! Yeah, what a shock! It really, you know, I thought just after what happened last time, he would be a changed man. Not, no way. That was always going to happen. Wouldn't you just love to play against a guy like that? Come on, Clarkie, you know what it would be like. Just one guy, you just know. I just have to sneeze.
Yeah.
You just have to sneeze the right way, and this guy's in. It's just easy at the moment. It's fishing with him. Don't we love it?
Mate. We do. Thank you, Brad.
Go,
by the way.
Yeah. Go those Jackies. Come on, Clarkie, we got him.
We got him, buddy. One all.